And then when you get ready to put that tie on, it won't go on there unless you heat it. You got to heat it and drive it on there. Get it red hot and drive it on there. And then they got nails or whatever they use. You drive holes in that tie all the way around. You drive a nail in there and that'll hold it there. Mm-hmm.
And, how did you keep the wheel from squeaking inside the...
Squeaking?
Yeah,
when you grease the axle on the wagon, what's called axle grease. You take that wheel off, take the tap off of it, and pull the wheel over, and you put axle grease on there. Mm-hmm. And so that'll make it run better and lighter. Uh-huh. Would make it any lighter and make it lighter on the mules pulling it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you first got your car, how did you keep that up? Did you grease it or?
Yeah, I had to use oil just like you use now.
Uh-huh.
Use oil in it. Now, I never have got it to run without gasoline yet.
Wish we could.
Yeah.
Save a lot of money. When you got your farm, where did you keep the animals? Did you keep animals on the farm?
Oh, yeah, I had a bunch of cows and a bunch of hogs and a bunch of mules when I come over here, six, seven mules. I had a lot out there. That was all in pasture out there. Had a good fence all the way around the barn. And I kept my cows in that part of the time. They go way back in them woods, all back in yonder, down to my daughter's house. I had it in pasture. I had the whole farm and fenced in after I moved away. There wasn't a fence on it. And I had all this in pasture back in here. And of course I farmed a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
All back down in yonder, I farmed it. But I cut off, I had plenty of good pasture.
And where did you milk the cows? Did you bring the cows in to milk or?
Well, I milked two cows after I moved over here.
Uh-huh.
My two boys was in school, and I had two good cows. Milked down the barn, had a lot of fence all the way around, a big gate on the far end. They get through milking, they'd turn the cows out, keep the calves in the lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they like went dry, them two cows. And I was wondering what was the matter. Them boys milked for breakfast. Get up. People got up them days.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them, I said, "Y'all, what are y'all doing? So you not getting no milk much." And so I watched them. And they got in a cob fight every morning, really. I had corn in there, you know, and cobs all over the place. And I noticed one of them going around the barn as hard as he could go, and the other one right in behind him, hitting him with cobs, you know, and Drake the other one turn on him and burn him out. And that's what it was. The cow was like went dry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where did you keep the hogs?
Horses.
The horses, uh-huh. Where did you keep them?
I kept them in a lot down there.
Uh-huh.
And of course, in the fall, after crops gathered, I'd turn them out in the field. They'd come to the barn, bad weather. And see, I had the whole farm fence. There's fence around it now, but it's all decayed and gone down.